Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Preuss. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. Rick, we're celebrating some anniversaries today. Well, actually, I shouldn't just say today. We're celebrating them over the next week. And it's real important because I'm a big believer that when you hit mile markers, you need to acknowledge them. You need to celebrate them. And that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit today. And the biggest one we need to talk about is your store, your company, Preuss Pets. You've made it 29 years under your belt. How does it feel?
Well, it feels like, in some ways, it feels like yesterday. In some ways, it feels like 29 years.
Yeah, I can imagine that. So, well, Rick, I need to start with the warning and to put you on the record, because I remember when Johnny Carson hit his 30-year anniversary, and he started his 30th year by saying to all of the radio affiliates in New York that he was going to be leaving the show at the end of the year. You're not going to be leaving the business at the end of your 30th year, are you, Rick?
No, I don't think so. This has been actually a, you know, through the generation kind of thing. So it's my wife and I, and hopefully maybe someday my daughter can continue the same journey path that we've been on for, you know, depends on how you start our start date, you know, but since 1965, we've been affiliated one way or another in the pet community. So maybe another 30 or 40 years, I can only hope.
Well, one of the things that I'm going to want to talk about you with in the next segment is to understand how the heck you made it this far and what you think were the secrets along the way, and maybe why you did what you did. Because, frankly, there's a lot of talk when I'm in Preuss about the journey.
Yeah,
and
right,
there's a need to talk about that journey, because you don't just wake up one day and discover that Preuss Pets in Old Town is you, because that is a monster accomplishment. So I'm going to want to talk with you a little bit about that.
Yeah.
So, but in addition to that, we're also going to have to talk about another anniversary, which is coming up, which is Easter.
Yes.
Because that is a celebration of a historical event as well.
Yes, yes it is.
And there's an animal affiliation to it, which is the dealing with bunny rabbits.
Yep, there's a big movie that's come out. I think it's called Hop.
Yep.
And we always have the whether you like milk chocolate or dark chocolate, you got a chew of a bunny every year. But there's also the live bunny that's real and not imaginary. It's the big thing. It's the real thing. And unfortunately, he's so darn cute that maybe it's both its greatest asset and its biggest shortcoming.
Yeah, I can imagine so, because a lot of people decide that for Easter, what could be better than having a live bunny? And that's a wonderful thought, but they don't exactly realize what kind of commitment rabbits actually take when it comes. They're not just like a lot of other animals. They're a long-term pet.
Well, yeah. You know, one thing we can think about in this situation is, you know, we have a lot of energy. You know, it doesn't matter what our festivity is that we tend to have. We oftentimes have, whether it's the rabbit or, you know, Lucky Charm, there's always this kind of imaginary figurine. Well, and then we have these ideas surrounding that, you know, kind of that kind of piques up the kid's imagination. Well, with a rabbit, it is a real thing. And maybe we can take a little bit more time to say, okay, what is this real life rabbit all about? Because although it may not necessarily be that same animal that you think that it is, it's an exceptional animal when it comes to having a fun, engaged member of your family. You know, when we think about people that maybe can't have children, you know, having something like a rabbit can be a fantastic, engaged pet. We've had that before. We've had a couple, you know, young expire. We've had a couple young aspiring couples that had these, you know, high paying jobs, and you know they didn't have time for children. It seemed like, or at least they didn't want to take time in their life to have children. Then they had a pet rabbit, and oh my gosh,
what a difference.
It was their entire life changed, because now they had something that they could really enjoy, and the rabbit, there were just stories that came out of them every time they came into the pet store, like every time, and it was like their literal child, but it was a rabbit,
right?
You know, and people need to know that they are an exceptional animal. That's what's beautiful about this pet trade,
right?
Is that it's about really understanding what the animals are really about,
right?
Not well, just imaginary image.
Well, and also understanding the differences between them, because some rabbits, like the ones that you sell, are really meant for indoors, whereas feral rabbits are not the same thing, and you can't treat them the same. So we're going to continue the conversation this morning, and we're going to talk about these rabbits as well as the anniversary at Proust Pets right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.